Blessings of Sayyida Fatima Zahra. Blessings of Sayyida Fatima Zahra.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again to our silsila Fazane Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. In this silsila, we look into some blessed aspects of the beautiful life, the beautiful biography of the beloved daughter of our blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And we try to extract madani pearls of wisdom and lessons for our lives. In previous episodes, we've learnt about some introductory aspects, some introductory material regarding the life of Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and also about her great status and elevated rank in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal from the Holy Quran and in the ahadith of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Furthermore, we've also discussed the karamat, the saintly miracles and miraculous wonders performed by Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, which also give us a glimpse into the status and rank that Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon her. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we'll be moving on to look at the dhawq of ibadah, the passion and enthusiasm for worship that Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha had, and how she would spend every moment that she could, whatever she was doing, however busy she was, in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we'll be looking to gain inspiration from her blessed example to implement in our lives, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Before continuing, let's begin with a blessing and virtue of reciting Durood Sharif and peace and blessings upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's reported in one narration that whoever recites the words sallallahu ala Muhammad, the words sallallahu ala Muhammad, 70 doors of mercy are open for that person. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Coming back to our topic, the passion and enthusiasm that Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha had for the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's reported that Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahli al-Jannah, the leader of the women of paradise, she would always focus her attention to the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, the ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal. And she would always be busy in gaining good deeds, in doing good actions, in increasing her hasanat. It's narrated that she would complete all of her household work with her own hands, and at the same time she would remain engrossed in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even in a state of illness, she would not be negligent or heedless of worship of Allah Azza wa Jal and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Even in the state of illness, when she was not well, she would still try to spend every moment that she had in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this we learn a great lesson, that whatever we are experiencing in our lives, whether we are experiencing health, whether we are experiencing illness, whether we are well or not well, we should always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered us with so many blessings. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with good health. In the state of good health, we should worship Allah Azza wa Jal. If Allah Azza wa Jal is testing us with illness, then this illness is also a blessing, because by the means of illness, our sins are removed, our sins are washed away, if we are patient upon the illness. And this is also a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal and a means of purification for us. So whatever our state, even if we are ill, we should thank Allah Azza wa Jal. We should do shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be grateful servants of Allah azza wa jal and continue worshipping Him in every way that we can. Continue engrossed in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to spend all of our time in such a way that our good deeds are increasing by every moment. Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, even when taking care of her children, she would remain engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His dhikr. It is reported that once She was seen fanning her two beloved sons, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. She was fanning them and taking care of them, looking after her children. And while she was taking care of them and looking after them, it's reported that she was reciting the Holy Quran. The words of the Holy Quran were being recited on her blessed lips. Subhanallah. The blessed kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was being recited. As she was taking care of her children, as she was looking after her children, subhanallah, despite being busy and having a lot to do, she was not negligent and heedless from the worship of Allah azawajal. Subhanallah. And there are so many blessings, there are so many virtues of this, that it is very, very important when doing the tarbiyah of children, when educating and bringing up children, that they are provided a good environment. Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha, while she was looking after her children and bringing them up, she would recite the Holy Quran, recite the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. The words of the Quran would be entering the ears of her children. And this is why, subhanallah, her children grew up to become such shining stars of this ummah. Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu and Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, such amazing individuals. Individuals about whom the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they are the leaders of the youth of paradise. Subhanallah. And part of their tarbiyah, their education, their training, their upbringing was at the hands of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. When they would see their mother always reciting the Quran, of course, love for the Quran would also form in their hearts. Love for the Quran would also be created in their hearts. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's very, very important for us to focus on this and reflect on this and learn a lesson from this. When we are looking after our children, when we are taking care of our children, what's on in the background? What kind of environment are they in? Ma'azallah, Allah forbid, when our children are playing, when our children are eating and drinking, when our children are resting, what environment are they in? Is there music in the background? Are they watching films to pass time? What kind of environment are we providing them? What kind of sounds are coming from our homes? These negative sounds of sins and evil? Or are we giving our children an environment of Quran, an environment of dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, an environment of good deeds, an environment of sunnah? This is something for us to reflect upon. You know, if our children grow up in an environment where they are listening to music, where time is passing by, watching movies, where the mother of the children watches films and dramas, where the mother of the children, whilst doing the household chores, whilst looking at, after the children, is listening to songs on the radio, or listening to songs on the TV, listening to music, to pass time, in the background, then what effect do you think that will have on the children? If the children are growing up listening to music, how is it possible for these children to then grow up and become obedient to their parents? If our children are involved in an environment and they grow up in an environment watching films, movies and dramas, then when they grow up and they are disrespectful to their parents and disobedient to their parents, when they grow up and they are involved in bad company, when they grow up and they become involved in more severe sins, more serious sins, then how can we have the audacity to complain? Do we not reflect on the fact that we provided the wrong environment for them? Had we provided them the environment of Quran, the environment of dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we would not have seen this disrespect happening. We would not have seen these sins happening. We would not have seen children throwing their parents out of their own homes. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, it's very important for us now to reflect on how we are bringing up our children. What type of environment we are providing to our children. If we provide the correct environment to our children will become pious and the coolness to our eyes. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha had such love for the Quran. It's reported that even while she was cooking, she would spend time reciting the Quran. Subhanallah. And this is reported by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha. He says that whenever my respected wife, Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, would cook any food for the family, while she was cooking, she wouldn't speak about worldly things. She wouldn't even just remain silent. But she would recite the recitation of the Holy Quran, the qira'at of the Holy Quran, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is why such blessings would descend in their homes. This is why our pious predecessors, we remember them to this day, and their names are still famous, and people still remember them with goodness and send blessings and peace upon them. Subhanallah. When the Holy Quran is recited, blessings descend. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says that we have revealed in the Quran that which is a mercy and that which is a cure for the believers. You can imagine when food is cooked, and whilst that food is being cooked, recitation of the Quran is happening, recitation of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happening, recitation of Durood Sharif is happening. How much blessings there will be in that food. And when we eat that food, inshaAllah azawajal, with the blessings of the recitation, with the barakat of that recitation of Quran upon that food, then that will create good effect in the body of the one who is eating the food. That will create an inclination to perform good deeds. You know, today we have this culture, unfortunately, in the Western lands, that people, especially youngsters, they don't like eating food at home. They'd rather go out with their friends to the takeaway, or phone for a takeaway and have a delivery. They'd rather eat fast food and junk food rather than eating the food that their mother has cooked at home. Now this is very important for us to reflect on. The food that we are ordering from the takeaway, the junk food that we are going to eat with our friends at the restaurant, do we even know who is cooking that food? Is that food being cooked by Muslims or non-Muslims? I'm not talking about being permissible or impermissible here. I'm talking about the spiritual blessings, the spiritual effect and the spiritual benefit of the food that we eat. Who is cooking the food in those restaurants? Who is cooking the food in those takeaways? First of all, are they Muslims or non-Muslims? If they are Muslims, are they Muslims who pray Salah? Are they sinful individuals? Are they Muslims who reflect and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are they those who are heedless and negligent from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who are these individuals? If they are such individuals who are sinful, who are involved in sins, who are involved in evil, who do not pray Salah, and they are cooking the food, and we are eating that food, then what do you think will be the spiritual effects of that? Of course, the spiritual effects of this will be negative. On the other hand, the food that we are leaving at home, the pure food that has been cooked by our mothers, mothers who perform their salah 5 times a day, mothers who are reciting salawat, reciting durood wa salam, who are reciting Quran whilst cooking the food, that food we are leaving, that food, it doesn't seem as tasty to us, as delicious to us. But at the same time, we must be aware that we are losing so many spiritual blessings, so much love that food has been cooked with, so much blessings that is in that food. My dear respected brothers in Islam, my dear viewers of Madin Channel, from the life of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, we also gain this great lesson, that whilst cooking food, those who are responsible for cooking the food, the women of the household, whoever is cooking, should remain engaged in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should remain engaged in recitation of the Holy Quran, should remain engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting Durood Sharif, inshaAllah azawajal, with the blessings of this, barakat will descend in the food, and this will have a good spiritual effect on those who eat the food. As we know, recitation of the Holy Quran is such an amazing thing. The Holy Quran will intercede for those who learnt it and acted upon it on the Day of Judgment. Furthermore, our beloved Prophet ﷺ said that when a person recites the Quran, when a person recites the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for every single letter he receives one good deed, which is equivalent to 10 good deeds. And our beloved Nabi ﷺ said that I do not say that alif, la, meem is one letter. Rather, alif is one letter, lam is one letter, and meem is another letter. So just by reciting alif, la, meem, a person receives 30 good deeds. Subhanallah. So we should make this intention, that whatever spare time we have, we'll spend it in recitation of Quran, especially when around children. When taking care of children, we'll recite the Holy Quran. So this has a good effect on their upbringing. When cooking food, inshaAllah azawajal, make the intention that we will recite the Holy Quran. When we look into the blessed life of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, we find that Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anha, he reports that I would observe my blessed mother Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, and she would go into the Masjidul Bayt. The Masjidul Bayt is the secluded area in the house which Islamic sisters specify for worshipping Allah azawajal. And this is a recommended practice. In our homes we should have a secluded area where Islamic sisters worship Allah azawajal and perform their salah and their dhikr and their tasbih and recitation of durood and salam. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha also had a Masjidul Bayt in her home. She had a secluded area, a private area, which was specified just for her acts of worship in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, he says that I would observe my mother and I would see that all night she would begin at the beginning of the night performing salah, performing nawafil, performing the worship of Allah azawajal. And all night she continued praying, performing ruku', performing sujood, performing nawafil, all the way until the time of Fajr. All night she was spent praying in the court of Allah azawajal. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's time for us to reflect on our lives. How much role Does salah and prayer pray in our lives? How much time do we spend worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal? And these pious predecessors we are remembering, who are our leaders, our role models, our stars of guidance, they would spend the entire nights in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, praying nawafil. And we today, the followers of these individuals, who claim to love the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who claim to love the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who claim to love the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, unfortunately, are negligent of even their fard salah. Today we complain and we say that we are busy, we have a lot to do, we have a lot of responsibilities. Islamic brothers complain that we have to go to work, we have to earn a livelihood, we have to earn a sustenance, we can't pray salah. Islamic sisters complain that we have a lot of housework to do, we have to look after the children, we have to feed the children, we have to put the children to sleep, wake them up, be in charge of their routine, take care of the house, do the cooking, do the cleaning. We don't have time for salah. My dear viewers of the nation, it's very, very important for us to reflect upon the fact that we only have a very short life. We are only in this world for a very temporary and short amount of time. And soon a time will come when we will be lowered into our dark graves. And on the day of judgment, we will have to answer for everything that we have done in this world. Allah Azza wa Jal has given us such beautiful guidance in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe. Allah Azza wa Jal is addressing the believers. The viewers of Madani Channel, if we are believers, this verse is addressing us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing us directly. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, La tulhikum amwalukum wala awladukum an dhikrillah. O you who believe, your wealth and your children should not distract you from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And whoever does so, whoever is distracted, whoever becomes heedless from the dhikr, from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, these individuals are at loss. They are the losers. In the tafsir of this verse, it is mentioned that here, dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, refers to the 5-time daily salah. In this verse, Allah Azza wa Jal is ordering the believers, instructing the believers not to allow their wealth or their children to cause them to be heedless of the 5 daily prayers. The one who forgets the deen by engrossing himself in worldly activities, whether it's matters of business, matters of earning wealth, earning sustenance, or matters of the home, whether it's looking after children, whether it's cooking and cleaning, if these things make us negligent of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, then such a person is in loss and will suffer punishment in the hereafter. This is a great warning for us, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. With the blessings of this silsila of Madani Channel, the blessings of learning about the blessed life of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, we should all make the intention that from now on, no matter what happens, no matter how busy we are, no matter what we are doing, when the time of salah comes, we will realize and remember the obligation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon us. We will remember that the first thing that a person will be asked about on the Day of Judgment will be salah. And we will leave everything and perform our salah, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, when we look further into the blessed life of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, we see that this great pious individual, she would spend all night worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu also informs one of his observations that he saw. He says that when he would see Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha performing worship of Allah Azza wa Jal all night, she would be making dua. And what type of dua would she making? What type of dua would she make? She would make dua especially for the ummah of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. We should also remember our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters in our du'as. When making dua, we should remember those Muslim brothers and sisters who are less fortunate than us, those Muslims who are being oppressed in the world, and make dua for them too. In one narration it's mentioned, the summary of which is that when a person makes dua for himself, then that dua is for himself. When a person makes dua for his fellow Muslim brother in his absence, you make dua for somebody who is not there, who is not listening to your dua, then even the angels say ameen to that dua, and the angels ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept that dua in the right and in the favor of the one who is making the dua as well. So you ask for your fellow Muslim brothers to be blessed by Allah Azza wa Jal, for their sustenance to be increased, for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal to be shown upon them. The angels of Allah Azza wa Jal, that creation which is made of nur, The innocent angels of Allah Azza wa Jal, they ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept that dua for you too. You have made that dua for others. But the angels ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give you an increase in sustenance, to shower blessings and mercies upon you. Whatever dua you have made for somebody else, the angels ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept that dua for you. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, whenever making dua, don't be selfish. Don't just make dua for yourself. Make dua for yourself too. Make dua for your family members, your children. But also make dua for your neighbors. Make dua for those who live around you. Make dua for all of the Muslims across the world. Make dua for all of the Muslims who are less well off than us. All of those Muslims who are suffering oppression. Generally, for all of the Muslims in the world, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them and to increase their status and to increase their well-being. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallam. A great act of worship which has reached this ummah through the blessings of Sayyidah Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. It would be wrong not to mention this in this silsila, in this topic discussing the passion and enthusiasm of Sayyidah Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha for worship. It is narrated in the Sahih of Imam Muslim. It states on the authority of Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anha that Sayyidah Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, because of working at home, grinding the flour, doing all of the housework with her own blessed hands, she had gained some injuries in her blessed hands. Her blessed hands had become injured slightly. So Sayyidah Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she came to the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to request to be given a servant to help with the housework. When she visited, she didn't find the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the house. She met Sayyidah Aisha radiyallahu anha and informed her about her hardship. When the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam returned, Sayyidah Aisha radiyallahu anha, she informed him about the visit of Sayyidah Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha and her request. The beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon hearing the request of his beloved daughter, immediately went out to visit her. He had heard about her hardship and her difficulty. Immediately, as a compassionate and loving father, he went to visit her. When he went to the home of Sayyidah Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, he found that her and Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anha were resting. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu says that we wanted to stand up in honor and respect of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said to us, stay where you are, stay in your position, and he sat amongst us, he sat with us, subhanallah. And then the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam addressed him and said, Ala u'allimukuma khayran mimma sa'altuma. Shall I not teach you and inform you of something which is better than that which you have asked for? Shall I not teach you something and inform you something which is better than that which you have asked for? إِذَا أَخَذْتُمَا مَضَاجِعَكُمَا أَن تُكَبِّرَ اللَّهَ أَرْبَعًا وَثَلَاثِينَ وَتُصَبِّحَاهُ ثَلَاثًا وَثَلَاثِينَ وَتَحْمَدَاهُ ثَلَاثًا وَثَلَاثِينَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمَا مِنْ خَادِمٍ. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said to them and instructed them that I will give you something better than the servant that you have asked for. When you go to your beds, you should recite takbir, Allahu Akbar, 34 times. And you should recite tasbih, you should recite subhanallah, 33 times. And you should recite tahmeed, you should recite alhamdulillah, 33 times. This will be better than a servant for you. And with the blessings of this, you will see that the hardships of taking care of the house will be eased for you, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what is known as tasbih Fatima. This is the tasbih that was bestowed by the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam upon his beloved daughter Sayyidah Fatima radiyallahu anha when she made this request in the court of her beloved father sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And due to her blessings, due to her request, alhamdulillah azawajal, the entire ummah, the entire nation of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam is benefiting from this knowledge and this tasbih even to this day. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the tasbih Fatima which was bestowed upon the ummah by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, thanks to the blessings of the request of Sayyidah Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Alhamdulillah azawajal, in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, our Sheikh Tariqat, Amir Ahli Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Rizvi, Damat Barakatuhun Aliya, has blessed us with the Madani Namat. 72 Madani Namat for Islamic brothers, 63 Madani Namat for Islamic sisters, 92 Madani Namat for students of Jamiatul Madina, and various other Madani Namat for different aspects of society, different types of people, for Madani Munne, for Khususi Islami Bais, and others as well. Amongst this Madinamat, Amir al-Sunnah is encouraging us to act upon the Sunnah of the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And also one of the Madinamat relates to Tasbih al-Fatima. Amir al-Sunnah is striving to revive these blessed actions, these blessed deeds amongst the Muslim Ummah in this day and age. The third Madani Naam gifted to us by Amir al-Sunnah. The third question that we should ask ourselves on a daily basis doing Fikr al-Madina. Today, did you recite Ayatul Kursi, Tasbih al-Fatima and Suratul Ikhlas after offering each of the daily salah and before going to sleep? And did you recite or listen to Suratul Mulk at night? We see that in this Madani Naam, one aspect is also Tasbih al-Fatima. Today, views of Madani Channel will have learned the background to Tasbih al-Fatima and why this recitation of Allahu Akbar 34 times, Subhanallah 33 times, and Alhamdulillah 33 times is named Tasbih al-Fatima. In today's episode, we have learned Alhamdulillah Azawajal about the passion for worship that Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha had, how she would be remain engrossed in the dhikr of Allah Azawajal, in the recitation of the Holy Quran, how even whilst looking after her children, even whilst cooking, she would remain busy in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and her tongue would remain moist with the recitation of the Quran. We learn how she would spend all night in dua, crying in the court of Allah Azawajal, performing nawafil. And we also learned that even on the first night of her marriage, even on her wedding night, she spent that night reflecting upon the hereafter, thinking about the hereafter, and engaged in worship along with her respected husband. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should all make the intention that we too will act upon her blessed example and follow in the footsteps of these pious predecessors, so we too can be successful in this life and we too can be united with these pious individuals in the gardens of paradise. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to fill our lives with the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His countless blessings and mercies upon Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha and forgive us for her sake. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. Blessings of سيدة فاطمة زهراء.